This is Lee Allen's New Year's Eve party here on WNIC tonight. We will be here until about 12:15 or so tonight, 1984, on WNIC. And we have some wonderful people coming here tonight. I have invited some very close, special friends to be here with me in the studio tonight as the evening goes on. And we have some very interesting things going on this evening. One of the things that we will be doing this evening is talking with probably, in my opinion, the most unknown, most talented young lady in the United States, someone that no one's ever heard of. All she's done is commercials. That's all she's ever done. We will be talking with her a couple of times this evening here on WNIC. And also, because this is New Year's Eve, and because everybody is celebrating tonight, everybody, everywhere is celebrating this evening, we will be talking with a man who is in charge of something that we really don't want to pay any attention to, but we're going to have to. Judge Bernard Friedman of the 48th District Court will be talking with us tonight about what happens if tonight, for some strange reason, you get stopped. If you get stopped, if you get picked up because of a little too much celebrating, we're going to learn what the absolutes are. What exactly happens to you if you get stopped in this metropolitan area this evening on New Year's Eve. This is about, this is the second year we've done this here on WNIC. We'll be here till about 12:15 tonight. The young lady we speak of is a person that nobody really knows. Nobody except her family and friends in Memphis, Tennessee. She is a young lady who is only 16 years old, that's all. But in our opinion, she's probably one of the most talented people in the whole country. And people here in Detroit know her because of commercials that she's done, and that's about all. Now, we'd like to open up all the telephone lines tonight. I want to talk with everybody tonight at 298-6666. That's the telephone number. We want to talk with everybody that's calling tonight, as many as we can. If the line is busy, please hang up and please call again. And as we continue throughout the night and have our party here at WNIC, we'd like to talk with everybody. We have some very, very special things going on this evening here on WNIC. Now, the only thing that I can't see is what's happening with telephones, because I don't do this for a living anymore. Do you understand that? I mean, I don't know how to do this anymore. I guess I have to just select lines and talk with people. Is that correct? Okay. Now, I have some marvelous people who are coming here this evening to help me out with what I'm doing. We have some marvelous music to play. You'll hear from some marvelous people who are going to drop in throughout the evening. Some these are special invites, folks. These are special people who are becoming by this evening here on New Year's Eve. WNIC was the only radio station last year to do anything special on New Year's Eve. And I think they still are, as a matter of fact. So I don't know whether we have people waiting. Do we have people waiting on the phone? We do. And all I have to do is to press on. Is that correct? Okay. Let's see who's on the telephone right now. Okay. Let's try this one time. Hello, this is Lee Allen.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Eileen.
Hi, Eileen. How are you?
Okay.
Go ahead. What are you calling about?
Huh?
Go ahead. Talk to me. This is Lee Allen. Go ahead.
No, I just turned the station on.
You did?
Yeah.
And you turned the station on, and you ran to the telephone and called, and what was the reason that you called?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. What are you doing on New Year's Eve tonight?
Nothing? No.
Why?
Staying home with our new puppy.
With your new puppy?
Yeah.
That's it for New Year's, right?
Yeah.
What is your New Year's resolution? Have you made any?
Pay all my bills.
Pay all of your bills. Well, I don't know. Maybe you could win a contest or something like that.
Oh,
Happy New Year to you. I'm glad to talk with you tonight. Okay, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Let's take another one. Let's start it out that way. Hi, this is Lee Allen. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing? This is Bob.
Hi, Bob. How are you? Where are you from?
Detroit.
Detroit.
Yeah, we're listening to your show with the kids here, playing with the toys.
Okay.
Yeah, I called to wish you a Happy New Year's and tell you you're part of my early high school days. And I was wondering if I could get a picture of you, a recent picture.
A recent picture?
Yeah, I got some.
I'm kind of like Alan Allman. I do not give out pictures.
That bad, huh?
No, not really. Are you kidding? Alan Allman is probably one of the handsomest. The reason Alan Allman does not give out pictures is because if he did, he'd blow everybody else away.
My wife loves him. She listens to him every night.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yellen. Well, we only did this tonight to give Alan Allman a night off. I mean, that's the only reason. What, you said that you used to listen before. When was that?
Oh, in the early 60s. I saw you on, you were on Warren and Copland in a car dealer's, used car dealer's, a new car dealer.
Warren and Copland?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Where is that? Where is Copland or Copland?
It's near Connors in Jefferson.
On the east side?
Near Connors and Warren, yeah, on the east side.
When was that? How long ago was that?
Maybe 63.
63.
Hall and on Gratiot on Marola Chevrolet.
63. You're really old, aren't you?
38.
You're 38.
What was I going to say? Well, anyway, you still here?
I'm still here.
Well, anyway, yeah, we saw you there. Oh, Coble Hall, we saw you.
Well, Happy New Year to you and all your kids, and I hope the 1984 is a banner year for you.
Yeah, is there any way of getting a picture, a recent picture?
Can I tell you something? Can I hear... We have. Can I tell you something?
Have a nice New Year. Then.
These people over here, Bob, have the worst horns in the whole world. There is no way to get a picture because I don't really give them out. But anyway, Happy New Year to you and your kids, and stay right here on WNIC tonight, okay? Thank you. Good night. This is Lee Allen's New Year's Eve party here on WNIC Radio. We have 66 we're going to take, okay? Let's see who this is. Is this Eric?
Yeah, hi, Lee.
Hi, who?
Yeah, this is Eric Sokowski. I'm calling from Detroit, and I was a big fan of you back in the 60s, and there's something that I would really like from you, Lee. I'd like to have you, my daughter say something to you, and it'd be like a second-generation thing. She's almost 4.5 years old, Lee. I'd like for you to listen, please.
Okay, I will, for sure.
Okay.
She's going to put, he's 4 years old. See? Back in the 60s, I was only 3.
Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year. What is your name, honey? Can she hear me?
It's Sarah Sokowski.
What?
I come at Sarah Sokowski.
And you're only 4?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm so glad to talk with you because you and I are not too far apart in age. No, it's true. Happy New Year to you, honey.
Hey, Lee,
yes.
Thanks a lot for talking to me. It just means the world to me. And, hey, great. It's great to have you back. I taped you last year, and I'm taping you now. And, hey, you bring back a lot of memories. And without you, man, it wouldn't be the same. And have a good New Year's. I love you, man.
Thank you very much. I love you, too, and all of your friends and all of your family.
Okay, thank you, Lee.
Tonight here on WNIC, we are going to have some very special telephone calls as we continue hour by hour. Some of you who were listening last year were recorded as we broadcast last year, and we're going to hear you and what you said last year. Those things are all coming up. The music of what's happening today and in the last 10 years is also coming up. My number tonight for all of you who would like to talk with me, and I sure would like to talk with you tonight, because this may be my last time tonight, is 298-6666. We're here on WNIC with music for New Year's Eve.